They never wanted me. The curse is laid upon my race. Useless serpents, they bring disgrace. A man without a face. Time they pass again. It's so hard to tell where and when. Yeah, just do the best you can. The flames will burn away the waste. All the lies that they told erased. A man without face. A man without a 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 face.
Welcome, dear ladies and gentlemen, to the Rabbit Hole Radio Show with your host, David James. Tis I. And you are ladies and gentlemen, aren't you? I mean, you're not trolls or anything, are you? You wouldn't be doing anything like that, I hope. You've got to spend your time better ways than trolling, right? See, 'cause trolling is dragging. It's not doing anything good. So let me tell you some exciting news before we get into the subject matter. There's a new fireside chat that has just been posted. And I'm excited about it because it's about how Yahweh can see through the ages, front and back, let's say, forward and reverse. And it really links up a lot of dots. And I tell you how I came to all these things, you know, and it's very interesting. So I suggest you check out the Fireside Chat with David James. Also, I have just, from the vault, I've just posted an article this morning, from the vault, one of the new Dr. Wesley Swift shows, and I put it as an article in my blog, and the show is in the article. You could also listen to the show by going to BitChute. I posted it there as well. These are from the reel-to-reel master tapes. And this particular show is called We Are Not Alone. And it's a little on the alien side, so you know I'm not too much into that part of it. But it's still really good. And wait till you hear the quality of the audio. It's very, very nice quality. What happens is I transfer it from the reel-to-reel. I take the noise out and master the audio, and then Mike from KingdomIdentity.com Ministries, it's his property, he's in charge of it, it's Yahweh's property, but it's in his care, and so he finished the final post-production and has already played it on his site. So I'm excited to present this. I did 5 reel-to-reels, and one of them was the Mark of the Beast, I remember. So it ought to be interesting to see these come from the vault. And Mike wants me to do the 14 parts of Revelation from Compere, even though I've done them from the tapes you can get on the internet and cleaned them up, and they're pretty good. They ought to be very good. He wants me to do that next. And so we're working together for the brethren. We're working for the kingdom. I'm trying to do what I asked the people of Israel to send me for before. There was somebody that really got very upset that I asked people to support me while I was going out there to do all that work. I was going to go out and do it. You have no idea how much work it is. You have no idea. But anyway, the people said no anyway, so it didn't matter. They weren't going to support it. Our people don't support us. They support the Jew instead. But however, I'm still going to do the Father's work, regardless. And I count it a privilege to be able to do this. I had cleaned up all the Comparé recordings, as you know, and I'm very pleased with that. I did that for the brethren. And now we have access. You wouldn't believe how many Dr. Wesley Swift reel-to-reels there are. It was way more than I would have thought. I mean, it would take a long, long time to do this work, but I'll do as much of it as I possibly can. And there's the Comparé as well. So this is something for you to be excited about, and hopefully you enjoy this, and it's my pleasure to do this for you and for the kingdom, for the Father. Mike is an excellent fellow, and I don't call him an agent or anything because he's the real deal. And so I'm appreciative of meeting somebody that's the real deal. Now, also, I did an article the other day, and it's called The Source of All Our Problems. And that's in my blog as well. First will be the new Wesley Swift post, and then the next post will be the article. I suggest that you see this article and that you view the maps, and that it's a study piece, ladies and gentlemen, and read what I had to say about it, why I did this study piece. When you look at the first map, which is the page on the page for the posts picture, you're going to see the Middle East in a way that you never dreamt you would have seen it, and Europe. And what had happened is I was shocked when I was on a looking for some weather to see if it was ever going to rain again. And I looked at the map of the Middle East, which I rarely do. And I was in for a shock when I realized how all around the little troubled fake country that they pretend is a country called Israel, there's war all around the place. You'll just have to see the article because I want to get to the subject matter now. But I suggest you read through the whole thing and do some studying. Wait till you see how many countries we're involved in counterterrorism with. America and Britain have destroyed this world for the Jew. We are the proxies of the Jew. No wonder the world hates America now. One more thing before we go. There's an old series called Thriller with Boris Karloff, who is a race-mixed fellow. He's half Indian, half white. And he's Jewish as well. Well, this series had one of the episodes is called Jack the Ripper. Now, in this, there's this fellow that I've seen in Danger Man who I knew was a Jew. And he's the voice you're going to hear. He's very British sounding. This is what I'm talking about, the British accent being used as a weapon against the people. But that's not the purpose of this. Believe it or not, the numbers are the purpose here. the Jack the Ripper case in this episode, I don't know if that's really how it was in real life, had a rhythm to it. I want you to pay attention very carefully, and I'll explain this to you after the audio. You ready?
There's a strange rhythm to the Ripper's murders, just as there are cyclical rhythms which control other things. There are rhythms which control the sunspots. Every 17 years, a particular type of locust swarms and flies. Every 14th year, the price of nutmeg peaks, then drops again. But in the Ripper's murder, it's always 126 days between his first and second murder, but only half that, 63 days, between the second and the last, the sixth.
Isn't it weird?
I've heard of these rhythms. What causes them?
Ah, that's one of the mysteries of the universe.
Well, what do you want us to do?
When I think about that Ripper being around all the time and nobody knows him. He's five down and one to go now, isn't that right? Does your chart say when he'll do the next?
9 days after that happened. And a week has gone already.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you notice? Well, I'll explain it. I'm going to play the recording one more time after I explain it to you. There's 126 days between the first and the second murder in this rhythm. 1 plus 2 is 3 and 6 is 9. Hello. You know what that means, right? The devil's number. And then from the second murder to the sixth, because he does a total of 6 murders, there's 63 days. 6 and 3 is 9. Or 6 times 3 is 18, 666. And then, which I'm not sure how he comes to this, but the other fellow, they're in the graveyard of the fifth murder, and the fellow says to him, and the fellow's name is Jaime, by the way. You get it? And his hair is pointed. You know, he's got the Drac hair. he says to him, so now that's the fifth murder. He says, how long until the sixth? He says, 9 days, and we've already gone through 7. In other words, a week has already passed, so in 2 more days, the sixth murder will occur. And just so you'll know, I should have put this in. At the end of the episode, the killer is revealed, and they had been calling him John all the way through the episode. And when he stabbed the fellow instead of a woman, because it was usually going to be a woman who would be stabbed, this all had to do with sacrifice. When he stabbed the fellow said, John. He says, no, not John, Jack. In other words, he's Jack the Ripper. And I told you that Jack is another name for the devil, didn't I? That's why the jack-in-the-box comes out of the box to scare the child. The jack-in-the-green. I hope you're connecting these dots. Just listen to this one more time so you can make sure the numbers I told you were correct.
There's a strange rhythm to the Ripper's murders, just as there are cyclical rhythms which control other things. There are rhythms which control the sunspot. Every 17 years, a particular type of locust swarms and flies. Every 14th year, the price of nutmeg peaks, then drops again. But in the Ripper's murder, it's always 126 days between his first and second murder, but only half that, 63 days, between the second and the last, the sixth.
Isn't it weird?
I've heard of these rhythms. What causes them?
Ah, that's one of the mysteries of the universe.
Well, what do you want us to do?
Because when I think about that Ripper being around all the time and nobody knows him. He's five down and one to go now, isn't that right? Does your chart say when he'll do the next?
9 days after that happened. And a week has gone already.
Yeah.
And there you have it. So is there any proof that the number 9 has a lot to do with the devil? I leave that into your capable hands. Let's spend some time now and go into the plot against the church, which is by Maurice Pinet, and this is a Catholic document, so I kind of just throw the Catholic part of it into the trash. However, it's good research. The Catholics are international themselves, internationalists, and they ought to know about Jewry. This is Chapter 4, Crimes of Freemasonry. Concerning the monstrous crimes of this masterwork of modern Jewry, which Freemasonry represents, the most dignified cardinal, Cardinal Caro says, the reading of the Freemasonic ritual allows it to be discerned, at least in the highest degree, that it prepares its disciples for revenge, revolution, and hence for crime. Now he's going to tell us how that is. I think that's very interesting, don't you? It prepares the candidate or the disciples of Freemason for revenge, revolution, and hence for crime, because that's exactly what they're involved in and have been over the centuries. They are a tool of the Jew. It continues, in all these rites, R-I-T-E-S, says Benoit, the Freemasons are subjected to an education which teaches them cruelty in theory and practice. They are told that the Freemasonic order follows the aim of avenging the death of Hiram Abiff or his three faithless companions, or the death of De Molay, that's Jacques, De Molay, on his murderers, the Pope and the King and Nogaret. So remember that Jacques de Molay, let's look at that real quick. To do as a reminder, Jacques de Molay. He was the 23rd, there's that number, folks, 23rd DNA again, and last Grand Master of the Knights Templar. Jacques de Molay, also spelled M-O-L-A-I, here it's spelled M-O-L-A, he was the last Grand Master of the Knights Templar. Remember, they were the international bankers, they worshipped Baphomet, and they were homosexual. Remember? And he led this order from April, the 20th of April, 1298, until it was dissolved by the order of the Pope Clement V in 1312. Now, I remember they said he died in 1313, but it says he died March 18th, 1314. Paris, France. So we just, you know, that's a briefie on that. But I didn't know he was the 23rd, you see. That's a very Freemasonic number. I told you it has, there's 23 pairs of chromosomes in DNA. Remember that? And that it's the 23rd pair are the ones that determine the gender. And Jachin and Boaz, 23 and 23 is 46. So if there's 23 pairs, there's 46 chromosomes, you see? Okay, in DNA. And that's what Jachin and Boaz, remember, it was strength and power. And, you know, there's many meanings of these two pillars. Okay, back to the article. In the first degree, the beginner tests his courage on neck and head, which are dressed about with blood-filled entrails. In another degree, he who is accepted must throw about heads, which are placed upon a snake, or also kill a lamb, 30th degree of the Scottish Rite, AA, with which action he believes that he kills a man. Here he must carry on bloody fights with foes who dispute his return to the fatherland. There are heads on a pole or a corpse in a coffin, and the brothers in mourning vow revenge. The murdering of Rossi, the minister of Pius IX, through his former conspiratorial brothers is well known. Let me stop right there. The name Rossi. What did we just learn about this when I talked about Russo? Huh? Rossi means red. And that has to do with Russo. I told you those are Jews. Remember? I hope you do. So now you're connecting some serious dots. Let's continue. In the year 1883, four Italians, Emiliani, Scuriati, Lazzaneschi, and Adriani, members of Young Italy, who had fled to France, were betrayed to Mazzini and his helpers as traitors. On the 22nd of October 1916, Count Sturck, the Chancellor of Austria, was murdered. The murderer, Fritz Adler, you know the name Adler, don't you? It's like a snake too, right? Fritz Adler was a Freemason and son of a Freemason, as well as a member of a lodge with high Freemasonic dignitaries in Switzerland, the Octagon. In his declaration, he defended the right to exercise justice with his own hand. In France, occasioned by the Dreyfus affair, you know Dreyfus is a Jewish name, right? The following persons were murdered. Captain Dattel, who gave evidence against him, the deputy Cholin Servinière, who had received from Dattel the details of Dreyfus's confession, the district captain Laurenceau, who revealed sums of money which had been sent from abroad to the friends of Dreyfus, in his opinion for bribery, and the prison warden Rocher, who claimed to have heard how Dreyfus partially confessed his crime. Captain Valerio, one of the witnesses against Dreyfus, and President Faure, that's F-A-U-R-E, who had opposed a revision of the trial, also vanished soon afterwards. All defenders of Dreyfus were Freemasons and, in addition, Jews. Hope you're listening. You know, I've been finding out that in Sweden, a fellow did a thing about skulls. And he said that the majority of people in Sweden, or a good majority, have skulls that are the same as the Jews or the Khazarians. They don't have Anglo-Saxon skulls. So, well, that's to do with Switzerland. I just want you to know about that. We'll eventually look into that too. But this is in Sweden. In Sweden, the brother of Gustav III was murdered by H. Ankerström, secret envoy of the Grand Lodge, which Condorcet directed, in accordance with the agreement of the Freemasons who have assembled in 1786 in Frankfort, Maine. That's M-A-I-N. Another one. In Russia, Paul I was murdered. A Freemason who, although he knew the danger, from the Brotherhood, strictly forbade it. For the same reason, his son Alexander I suffered an identical fate, who was murdered in 1825 at Taganrog. The murderers were in their entirety Freemasons, the great criminals of Freemasonry. So Paul I and Alexander I were murdered by Freemasons. Murderers of laymen. In France, the death of Louis XVI is attributed to them. Cardinal Matthew, Archbishop of Besancon, and Monsignor Bassan, Bishop of Nimes, have reported in letters which are known all over the world of the revelations which were made to them concerning the resolution taken in the convent of Wilhelmsbad to murder Louis XVI and the King of Sweden. These revelations were made to them by two former members of this convent. The murder of the Duke de Berry, the murder of Lou, L-E-W, the great patriot and enthusiastic Catholic of Lucerne, Switzerland, were resolved upon and carried out by members of the sect. See, folks, this is nothing new. Freemasons have killed people through all of time. In Austria, the famous crime of Sarajevo, which was the cause of the First World War, was arranged by the Freemasons, announced in advance and carried out at the given time. A high Freemasonic dignitary of Swiss nationality, you get it, expressed himself in 1912 in this connection in the following manner. The successor to the throne is a personality with much talent. A pity that he is condemned. He will die on the way to the throne. Madame de Thebes, like Thebes, Thebes, T-E-B-E-S, predicted his death already 2 years previously. Those principally guilty were in their entirety Freemasons. All this, says Witchell, it is no mere suspicion but legally proven facts which have been intentionally concealed. In Germany, Marshal Eckhorn and his adjutant, Captain von Dressler, were murdered on the 30th of July, 1918. You see, that's three nines there. The day before the Paris Freemasons newspaper, Le Matin, wrote that a patriotic secret society had offered a high price for the head of Eckhorn. One can certainly imagine what kind of society supplied this information to Le Matin. I wonder what Le Matin means. Let's quickly look. If I just go to Google Translate, we can find out very quickly what it means. The morning. Okay, I didn't know that. Le Matin, M-A-T-I-N, is the morning. You know, the daily news, the morning news, you know. So the next one. In Italy, Umberto I was murdered by the anarchist Prezzi, who was a Freemason, belonged to the Lodge of Paterson, New Jersey, United States, even though he himself had not been to America. Thus, the declaration that in certain degrees arrogant men gave the inscription on the cross was transformed into the opposite, I-N-R-I, equals justum nacer regis Italiae. It is just to murder the kings of Italy. Well, it certainly was in the old times, too, wasn't it? Very interesting. On 26th of March, 1885, the Duke Carl III was murdered in Parma. The assassin, Antonio Cara. Can you say Italian? The assassin, Antonio Cara, C-A-R-R-A, had the day before been chosen and incited at a secret session whose chairmanship Lemmy performed. Lemmy was later all highest grandmaster of Italian Freemasonry. Lemmy. Where do we know that name from? A rock and roll group from the UK. Could it stand for Lemming? A certain Lippo had prepared, L-I-P-P-O, had prepared a doll in order to illustrate how the most deadly dagger thrusts could be given, and the executioner was chosen by lots. On the 22nd of May, Ferdinand II of Naples died. He was given a poison in a slice of melon, which caused his terribly painful death. The instigator of the king's death was a Freemason who belonged to one of the most criminal branches of this sect, to that of the so-called sublime and perfect masters. He was a disciple of Mazzini. Now, you've heard of Mazzini. Mazzini means Mason. Let's just check that out for the sake of it, because I've never really checked it out, and it wouldn't hurt to check it out, would it? Of course, I don't know if you can check it out with this particular thing, because, it's not going to. Anyway, supposedly the name Mazzini means Mason. Anyway, so it says, he was a disciple of Mazzini. He's the one that through the P2 Lodge, they brought the mafia. Well, not Mazzini, but through the P2 Lodge in Italy. That's where they took the people from Sicily, etc. Anyway, Mazzini was the one. I'm getting a little confused about it. Mazzini's the one that had letters back and forth with Albert Pike regarding the three world wars, etc., etc. So we're cleared up now. He was a disciple of Mazzini and one of the most respected persons of the royal court. Margiotta does not risk giving his name. With this author, one can read about further countless crimes that were committed by Freemasonry in Italy, in Portugal. In Portugal, King Charles and his son Louis were murdered. The Freemasons prepared the fall of the monarchy. The venerable H. Magalhães de Lima traveled in December 1907 to Paris, where he was solemnly received by H. Moses, the member of the Grand Lodge. Magalhães held lectures in which he announced the fall of the monarchy in Portugal and the imminent foundation of the Republic. The well-known opponent of Freemasonry, Abbe Tormentin, wrote then that the Freemasons were clearly preparing a blow against the Portuguese royal family. Now, notice that the Freemasons are carrying out what the Jews' will was and is. They wanted to get rid of all the monarchies so that they could bring in their favorite form of government known as democracy. Notice who's carrying out these things. The tool of the Jew, the Freemasons. That's who's doing it. Because the Jew's not going to carry it out, right? They'll just get somebody else to carry it out. So, let's get back to here. So they knew that there was going to be a blow against the Portuguese royal family. He gave this Abbe Tormentin, he gave expression to his fear that within a short time King Charles would be driven out or murdered. 10 weeks later, Tormentin's fears were fulfilled. and he openly and clearly accused the Freemasons of this murder. The latter preferred to keep silent. In America, one can read various details by Eckhart concerning the persecution and murdering of Morgan in the United States because he wished to publish a book revealing the secrets of Freemasonry. Further, concerning the destruction of printing works and the persecution of the printer, as well as other hateful crimes that followed upon his murder, excuse me. Concerning the public alarm that broke out when it was learned that what favor the authorities, who as a rule were Freemasons, afforded the murderer, and the support by which the lodges regarded them, Eckhart 201 and sequel, also known as the murder of the president of Ecuador, Garcia Moreno. Bloodbaths, summary executions, and plunderings. It is necessary to read the description of the free thinker, Taine, in order, that's T-A-I-N-E, in order to have an idea of what happened in France. When in the year 1789, in the three following years, the Freemasons conducted the government, more than 150,000 refugees and fugitives were imprisoned. 10,000 persons were killed without trial in a single province, that of Anjou. There were 500 dead in only one province of the West. In the year 1796, General Hoche wrote to the Ministry of the Interior, "The present ratio to the population of 1789 is 1 to 20. There have been up to 400,000 prisoners at once in the prisons. More than 1.2 million private persons have suffered injury to their person and several millions with property in their goods and chattels." Taine mentioned by Benoit, FM2 268 remark. That's just a note. Whosoever desires more information should read the work of the work of Cardinal Caro, The Secret of Freemasonry. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Pretty amazing, isn't it? These are all accounts of these people doing these things. Now, this is chapter 5, Freemasonry as Spreader of the Jacobin Revolutions, Jacobin, which has Jacob in it. The Archbishop of Port Louis, Monsignor Leon Murin, says in his work, Philosophy of Freemasonry, in the year of 1844, Disraeli, a Jew, placed the following words in the mouth of the Jew Sidonia. These are the words. Since English society has begun to stir and its institutions are threatened by powerful associations, they see the formerly so faithful Jews in the ranks of the revolutionaries. Of course, this mysterious diplomacy, which so disturbs the Western powers, is organized by Jews and for the greatest part also carried out by them. The monstrous revolution, which is prepared in Germany and whose effects will be still greater than those of the Reformation, is carried out under the protectorate of the Jews. Leading its preparations and effects in Germany, I see a Lithuanian Jew in the Spanish Señor Mendizabal. Hello, has Cabal in there? Pretty interesting. I see a Jew from Aragon in the president of the French Council, Marshal Soult, S-O-U-L-T. I recognize the son of a French Jew in the Prussian minister, Graf Arnim. I see a Jew, as you already see, dear Corningsby. The world is ruled by personages who are very different from those who are regarded as ruling and do not work behind the scenes. Very interesting. Let me say that quote again. The world is ruled by personages who are very different from those who are regarded as ruling and do not work behind the scenes. During the Revolution of 1848, which was led by the Grand Orient of France, see, I had never even heard of this revolution before. Very interesting. During the Revolution of 1848, which was led by the Grand Orient of France, its grandmaster, the Jew Crémieux, was Minister of Justice. So you'll know, C-R-E-M-I-E-U-X. You would think he was a Frenchman, right? In 1860, this man founded the Israelite International League and announced with incomprehensible insolence in the year 1861 in the Israelite Archives, page 651, that the places of popes and Caesars, a new kingdom, a new Jerusalem will arise, and our good Freemasons with their blind eyes help the Jews in this great work. Remember the great work, the great plan of building up this new Temple of Solomon, this new Caesarian papal kingdom of the Kabbalists. So he was speaking of 1948, wasn't he? Wasn't he? In the year 1862, a Berlin Freemason had a leaflet of 8 pages printed in which he complained about the predominance of Jews in the lodges. Under the title Signs of the Time, he alludes to the dangerous character of the Berlin elections of 28th April and 6th May of the year in question. An element, he said, has appeared on the scene and has exercised a dangerous influence which causes disintegration on all sides, the Jew. The Jews are leading in their writings, words, and deeds, which are the most principal leaders and agents in all revolutionary undertakings, even the building of barricades. Now, let me stop right there and give you the proof again from somebody else. An element, alien element, I will add, has appeared on the scene and has exercised a dangerous influence which causes disintegration on all sides. Does that not speak of Jew? Would you not say that corruption and chaos and confusion are disintegration? Are they not disintegrating our morals and our nation and our race and everything you can imagine? Anything they come in touch with, they're like acid. It's the touch of death, wherever the Jew is. And it sure appears that wherever the Negro is, the touch of death is right with it, which gives proof, as far as I'm concerned, that they also have mixed with Cain. We will certainly find out from Yahweh whether that's true or not. But here you see yet another fellow who says, I mean, Benjamin Franklin told you that when they come into a nation, all the morals degrade and everything else, and you've been told these things over and over and again. And will you believe it this time? Again, let me say it one more time. An element, he said, this is in Germany, has appeared on the scene and has exercised a dangerous influence which causes disintegration on all sides, the Jew. So, it says the Jews are leading in their writings, words, and deeds. They are the most principal leaders and agents in all revolutionary undertakings, even in the building of barricades. One has seen this very clearly in Berlin in the year of 1848. How is it possible that in Berlin, 217 Jewish candidates were elected? And that in 2 districts, only Jews were elected with the exclusion of any Christian candidates. That's a question. And how is that today the same thing? How is it possible that in Berlin, 217 Jewish candidates were elected? Well, it's possible because of money. It's possible because they are chameleons and people don't know that they're Jews until they become Jew savvy. But you see that it says that in two districts, only Jews were elected with the exclusion of any Christian candidates. And listen how what he says as he goes on. Quote, "This position of things has worsened more and more. The Jews from the majority in the city government, they form a majority in the city government, so that Berlin, with justice, could be called the capital of the Jews. In the press, the Jews speak of the people and of the nation as if there were only Jews and no Christians existed. The explanation for this could be given by Freemasonic insiders who, following Brother Lamartine, introduced the revolutions of 1789, 1830, 1848, etc. This explanation is confirmed by Brother Garnier Pages, a minister of the Republic, who in the year of 1848 publicly declared that the revolution of 1848 represents the triumph of the norms of the Freemasons League, so that France was dedicated to Freemasonry and that 40,000 Freemasons had promised their help to conduct to an end the glorious work of the erection of the Republic." Let me just stop right there. You see, when they got rid of the monarchs in the French Revolution, they tried to build a republic, but they don't want a republic. They want a democracy. That's what they have now. And who helped them end this republic and stop this glorious work of the erection of the republic? 40,000 Freemasons in France. So, which had been chosen to spread out over the whole of Europe and in an end over the entire earth. The high peak of all this is political and revolutionary power of the Jews, according to the words of J. Weil, leader of the Jewish Freemasons, who in a secret report said, "Nashab, listen, we exercise a powerful influence on the movements of our time and of the progress of civilizations in the direction of the republicanizing of the peoples." Maybe what happens is you become a republic and then you progress to a democracy and then you, oh, wait, not progress, you digress to a democracy, then you digress to socialism and communism. The Jew Ludwig Born, B-O-E-R-N-E, another Freemasonic leader said likewise in a secret document, "We have with a mighty hand so much shattered the pillars upon which the old building rests that they groan and crack." Mendizabal, likewise a Jew and the soul of the Spanish Revolution of 1820, set through the capture of Porto and Lisbon, Portugal, obviously, and in 1838, I believe that must be Lisbon, Portugal. And in 1838, by the means of his Freemasonic influence, realized the revolution in Spain where he became prime minister. A Jew became prime minister of Spain in the 1800s. Can you imagine this? And His Excellence, the Archbishop goes on to say, the Jew Mendizabal had promised as minister to improve the insecure financial position of Spain. Now, if he said he would improve the financial position of Spain, what did he really mean? He was going to do the opposite. Does that not sound like our politicians today? That's right. And those are Jews too. Mr. Drumpf is a Jew. So what happened after he said he would promise to improve the insecure financial position of Spain? In a short time, the result of his machinations was a frightful increase of the national debt and a great diminishing of the state incomes. Hello? While he and his friends accumulated enormous riches, does this sound familiar? Has anything changed? Listen to this. The number nine's in this, by the way. The sale of more than 900 Christian institutions of a religious and charitable kind, which the Cortesa, the countess, that means Cortesa means countess, upon the investigation of the Jews had declared to be national property, created for them a magnificent opportunity for the unparalleled increase of their personal property. In the same manner, church property was dealt with. The unskillful mockery of religious and national feelings went so far that the mistress of Mendizabal dared to flaunt herself in public with a wonderful necklace, which a short time previously had served to decorate an image of the Holy Virgin Mary in one of the churches of Madrid. Let me look up Cortesa very quickly. I think the word I was thinking was contessa, which means countess. Let me quickly just look up this word, Cortesa. Polite, it means. Okay, very interesting. Let's continue. The Berlin Freemason, whom we mentioned at the beginning, said further, "The danger for the throne and the altar, which are threatened by the Jewish power, has reached its highest point, and it is time to sound alarm, just as the leaders of German Freemasonry did when they said, 'The Jews have understood that the kingly art, the Freemasonic art, was a principal means to erect their own secret kingdom,' speaking of the Jews. The danger threatens not only our order, Freemasonry, but the state in general. The Jews find manifold opportunities in the lodges to exercise their old familiar systems of briberies. By their sowing confusion in many affairs. Who is the author of confusion? Their father, the devil. If one bears in mind the role that the Jews played in the crimes of the French Revolution and the illegal Corsican seizure of property, if one also bears in mind the tenacious belief of the Jews in a future Israelite kingdom, which will rule over the world, as well as their influence on a great number of ministers of state, one will recognize how dangerous their activity can become in Freemasonic affairs. The Jewish people forms a tribe which hostilely opposes the entire human race. I agree 100%. And which believes the God of Israel has only chosen one people to whom all others must serve as footstools. And that is incorrect. Now you see something very important, what he said here. I told you, and this is what the Father knew he could look through the ages. I told you when the kingdoms of the world were presented, the kingdoms of the to Yeshua in the flesh by the devil, their father. He knew that the kingship, the kingdoms, and the altar, the religions, were all part of the kingdoms of the world. Like the corporations are part of it as well. You see? And so, what are they after here? What did he say right here? The Jews have understood. Whoops, something's coming after me here. He said, the danger for the throne, that's the kingdom, and the altar, that's the church, which are threatened by Jewish power, the Jewish power, has reached its highest point. And it's time to sound the alarm. Just think, if it was time to sound the alarm then, what time is it now? What time do you think it is now if it was time to sound the alarm then? This is pretty amazing, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're I hope you're neshabbing. I hope you're listening. I hope you're understanding. I'll read just a little more, but we're really out of time for the most part. I'll read this last quote. Let it be borne in mind that among the 17 million inhabitants of Prussia, there are only 600,000 Jews. Let it be borne in mind that with convulsive zeal, this people of Oriental and irrepressible activity works to attain the overthrow of the state with all means, to occupy the higher teaching institutions, even by the means of money, and to monopolize the government offices in its favor. I think we'll stop with that thought. Are you digging that or what? We'll stop right there. And ladies and gentlemen, you must realize how amazing what is being said right here is. I mean, this is pretty heavy duty. I hope you're listening. I hope you're learning. And as I always give this advice at the end of the show, I will now. Don't go down the wrong hole.
Just do the best you can. The flames will burn away the waste, all the lies that they told.